Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, let's dive right into another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be looking at The Juice.
Okay.
Which is this app that kids are using these days to boost their knowledge. It's a pretty interesting app.
Yeah.
I think it's a great resource for kids.
Mm.
We've got a bunch of stories here that that they're covering today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everything from politics to, you know, heartwarming acts of kindness.
Wow.
So it's going to be kind of a wild ride.
Okay, cool. I'm ready.
This first story is about President Biden pardoning his son, Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So The Juice explains how Hunter was facing sentencing for tax evasion and an illegal gun purchase. And this pardon sparked a lot of debate.
Oh, I bet it did.
Yeah. Some are saying it was blatant favoritism, while others believe Hunter was unfairly targeted to begin with.
It's definitely a situation that brings up a lot of questions about the power of the pardon.
For sure.
Like, where do we draw the line? Should presidents be able to pardon family members? Like, how do we balance justice with those personal relationships?
Yeah.
It's a lot to think about.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's a complex issue for sure with no easy answers, but it could be a really good way to open up a conversation with kids about fairness and the law and the balance of power.
Definitely.
Okay. All right, let's move on to a story that takes us to France.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Notre Dame Cathedral.
Oh, okay.
Remember back in 2019, that devastating fire?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just a huge loss.
Yeah.
Considering, you know, how important this cathedral is,
yeah,
historically and culturally.
Mm.
I mean, millions of visitors went to Notre Dame every year just to see its incredible architecture.
Right.
The stained glass windows,
yeah,
the soaring ceilings, all those little intricate Gothic details.
Uh-huh.
But now, after years of restoration work,
whoa,
Notre Dame has finally reopened.
That's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
And over 1,000 artisans put their heart and soul into bringing this landmark back to life.
That's wild.
Yeah.
1,000 people.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible? It just shows you how much dedication people have.
That's really inspiring.
And the work that they did.
In...
just the amount of work that went into it. They had to remove hundreds of pounds of toxic dust.
Oh, wow.
Clean all this stonework and rebuild the ceiling with wood from 2,000 trees.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
There was this one stonemason, Adrian Wilmy.
Okay.
He said that the restored cathedral feels like it was built yesterday.
Wow.
I mean, isn't that something?
Yeah.
That something that was so damaged could be brought back to its former glory.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's really incredible.
Yeah.
So this story brings up, you know, the question of what makes a place special to people.
Yeah.
Is it the history, beauty,
mm-hmm,
you know, a sense of community?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's the people that have been there. It's the events that have happened there.
Oh,
it's the feeling that you get when you're there.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to something a little closer to home.
Okay.
Let's talk about fluoride in our drinking water.
Okay.
You know, we all know that fluoride's in toothpaste, but it's also added to a lot of public water systems here in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
To prevent tooth decay. It's been going on for decades.
Right.
But it's causing a lot of controversy.
Oh, really?
Especially with the appointment of Robert Kennedy Jr. as the HHS chief by President-elect Trump.
Okay.
Now, Kennedy, he's been a vocal critic of fluoride. He even called it industrial waste.
Wow.
Yeah. And he claims that it's linked to all sorts of health problems.
Like what? What?
Like arthritis, neurological issues.
Oh, wow.
You name it. And this has really reignited this debate about the safety and effectiveness of fluoride.
Yeah.
However, a lot of the scientific community disagrees with Kennedy.
Okay.
Experts like Dr. Paul Offit, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia,
mm-hmm,
they've called Kennedy a science denialist.
Oh, wow.
And the general consensus in the scientific community is that fluoride at the levels they use in our water systems is safe.
Okay.
And it is effective in preventing tooth decay. Now, there have been some studies that have suggested there might be a link between too much fluoride and lower IQ in kids.
Okay.
But the levels that they maintain in the U.S. are well below any toxicity threshold.
Gotcha.
And it's interesting because the U.S. is one of 60 countries around the world with these fluoridated water systems.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's pretty widespread.
Mm-hmm.
So it begs the question how we decide what information to trust.
That's a great question.
Yeah. especially when it's about important issues like our health and well-being.
Exactly. You see so much stuff online. These days, it's hard to know what's real and what's not.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I think critical thinking, evaluating your sources, seeking out evidence-based information is more important than ever.
Oh, for sure.
Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
All right, let's move on to our next story.
Okay.
This is a good one. This is a feel-good story.
Oh, good.
About a good Samaritan.
I like those.
This story really warms the heart. It's about the power of kindness.
Okay.
And it features this man, Arnie Dinoff, who went above and beyond to help a complete stranger.
Oh, wow.
So Dinoff found a lost notebook and cell phone that belonged to this woman, Jeannie Wolf.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't just return them. He went the extra mile.
Okay, what did he do?
So Wolf, she realized that some pages were missing from her notebook.
Oh, no.
And Dinoff, he went back to where he'd found the notebook.
Wow.
And he searched for hours in the rain until he found those pages.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's amazing.
And those pages weren't just random notes. They actually contained Wolf's funeral plans for her mother, who was in hospice care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they were pretty important.
Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah. And it just shows you how empathetic Dinoff was, that he realized how important these pages were.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to do that.
Right.
But he did.
Yeah.
It made a huge difference in Wolf's life.
Wow.
Wolf and her family, they were so touched by his kindness, they nicknamed him Arnie the Angel.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's a great story, right? It reminds us that even small acts of kindness can have a really big impact.
For sure.
Have you ever done something kind for someone else?
Uh-huh.
How did it make you feel?
I try to, you know, hold doors open for people and stuff. Mm. And it always makes me feel good. It just makes you feel a little bit more connected.
Right.
To the people around you.
Yeah. And it kind of inspires you to keep doing it.
Definitely.
I know. I feel that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to our next story.
Okay.
This one's all about language. And specifically, the words of the year.
Okay.
From the Oxford English Dictionary and dictionary.com.
Interesting.
Isn't it amazing how social media has changed the way we use language?
It's really crazy how much influence it has.
Yeah. These word of the year choices, they really reflect our culture and how we communicate online these days.
Totally.
So the Oxford English Dictionary chose the word brain rot.
Brain rot.
Brain rot.
What does that even mean?
They define it as the deterioration of mental capacity because of too much online content.
Oh, like you're just consuming too much stuff online.
Exactly.
And it's rotting your brain.
Yeah. And it's usually unchallenging content.
Okay.
So you're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
And you're not really learning anything.
Right. It's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brain rot is a result of spending too much time online.
Right?
But that's how we even came up with the term.
That's so funny.
I know. And then dictionary.com chose the word demure.
Demure.
But with a twist.
A twist.
Yeah. Thanks to TikTok, it's no longer just about being reserved or modest.
Okay.
It's now used to describe a sophisticated appearance or behavior.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you can be demure at work or demure on an airplane.
Exactly.
Okay.
And dictionary.com describes this new meaning as a refined and sophisticated appearance or behavior.
Huh. That's cool. How words can just change meaning over time.
It's fascinating, right?
Yeah.
So I have a question for you and for our younger listeners out there. If you could invent a new word or phrase to describe something in your daily life, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a good question.
And how would people use it?
I have to think about that one.
Yeah. It's a good one to ponder.
It is.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's think about a quote from Walt Disney.
Okay, I love Walt Disney.
Me too.
Yeah.
And his quote of the day really captures the spirit of exploration and daring to dream.
Oh, I like that.
He said, first think, second believe, third dream, and finally dare.
That's great.
It's so simple,
mm-hmm.
but it's so powerful.
Yeah.
It really encourages us to embrace our imaginations and take risks.
Totally.
I mean, Walt Disney's life is a testament to this philosophy.
Right.
I mean, from humble beginnings, he became a pioneer in animation.
Mm-hmm.
He created all these beloved characters and these groundbreaking films that we still watch today.
Yeah.
And let's not forget Disneyland. That revolutionized theme parks.
Right.
Brought joy to millions of people worldwide.
Totally.
And so his legacy really reminds us that with imagination and belief and a little bit of courage, we can achieve incredible things.
Absolutely.
So keep that in mind.
Okay, I will.
So remember These stories are just a starting point.
Right.
Keep exploring these topics.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about them with your kids.
Yeah.
And encourage them to keep learning.
Because learning is fun.
It is. Mm-hmm. And as you're out there in the world,
yeah,
surrounded by all this information,
mm-hmm,
remember to stay curious.
Okay.
Stay critical.
Right.
And never stop asking questions.
Good advice.
That's how we keep learning and growing.
I agree.
So until next time, keep diving deep.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.